if a person did vomit, you'd say that he was sick.
In his stomach. Poor granddaddy was sick at his stomach so much and had upchuck his meals.
How would you finish off this sentence? She'd hardly got the knees when she came right over.
To tell us about it?
Okay. If you invite somebody to a party and you want them to come real bad, you'll be disappointed if they don't. You might say, if they don't come, I'll
just die.
Okay. If you were saying that you and somebody else would be very glad to see the person that was coming to the party, you'd say, we
want you to come. We'll expect you.
All right. And if you're describing, if you're you and another person are telling the person you've invited to the party that...
You'd say, Susan and I want you to come.
Okay, and if you're telling them that you will be glad, you'll be glad for them to come over anytime, just how would you tell somebody that? Just say,
we would be glad, or you, Susan and I would be glad to have you over anytime.
Right, okay. Could you ever use the word, or would you ever use the word proud in the sense of,
we'd just be proud to have you,
proud
to see you. Yes, we've used it that way many, many, many times.
Right.
And of course, that's not the correct word to use, but that's the common usage.
Yeah, right. If you're fixing to discipline a child who's been doing something wrong, you say, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
spank you, or have to punish you,
right,
or have to switch you.
Okay, what's some good terms for the time that you and Granddad spent together before you got married? What do you call it?
Courtship.
Yeah, right. And what would you say if you were talking about what he was doing to you? You'd say he's... you know, for his actions as opposed to just the whole thing. Like, would you say he's courting me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd ever, that you'd use or that people used?
Going to see her. Going with her.
Yeah.
When they're courting, people would say, so-and-so's going with so-and-so.
Did y'all ever use the term going steady?
Mm-hmm. Hardly, though. It wasn't in usage when I was growing up like it is now.
Yeah, right. Because that's about the only thing we used when I was in high school.
Well, Granddaddy and I did go steady after we started going together. We were the only ones that went with each other.
What would you, during that period of going steady, what would you call, what would somebody have called Granddaddy? Like, they'd say, he's her